Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34th of the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Barbara Weltman is here, too. Barbara, as I've said before, is already in her 21st year as a great member of our brain trust. I don't know what we would have done without her over the last 20 years, folks. I can't even imagine without her expertise and brilliance and grace. We just couldn't have done without her. She's one of the top experts on small business taxes on the planet, probably in the galaxy. She's written all the J.K. Lasher books on small business taxes. The new one's out right now. And many others, and a new book coming out, Smooth Failing, right? I think that's the title of the new one. Smooth Failing, that's going to be out pretty soon.
We'll tease it. Yep.
She's back. Barbara Weltman, welcome back.
Well, thanks so much.
It's good to have you back. So you actually cover a lot of different areas, not besides taxes. You've recently offered a post up on denial of service. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, we've all seen the phrase, we reserve the right to refuse service. And there's been a lot of stuff in the news lately about sort of with a political bent, with people denying service based on political positions.
Not wanting to make a wedding cake for a gay couple, for example.
Well, yeah, and I can talk about that because that went to the Supreme Court and there was a ruling there.
Right.
But the
In favor of the baker?
There are legitimate... Yeah, and there are legitimate situations. I mean, maybe you have a restaurant and you want to require shirts and
no shoes, no service.
That's a lot of places post that, and some places want to have a cell phone free zone.
Right. Also, no
smoking.
Diners
eating on the
no smoking. No, that's even that's legal now, even in most places.
Well, that's the law, so that you don't have a choice there. But you just have to know what you can and cannot do. So, you cannot set discriminatory rules because if you have a restaurant or a store or anything like that, you're a public accommodation and you can't discriminate basis of race and color, religion, national origin, and such.
Right.
How about
political party? That's coming up.
You know, that's not a protected class. I have to tell you that.
Yeah.
That's kind of an unfortunate area that we've come to here in this country.
Yeah.
That has become such a thing that you don't even want to have to serve other people. But all right, whatever.
I think this is important to bring up. I mean, if somebody shows up to a restaurant who's a known associate of a certain political group. And an employee one of the leaders of that group, does the owner have the right to come in and say, I don't want to serve you because I disagree with your politics? It's happened.
It's happened a lot. We know
that
it.
That can't be right.
Well, in the District of Columbia and in Seattle, there are laws that ban discrimination based on party political affiliation, but everywhere else, there's no law. Yeah. In that regard, but still, from my perspective, it's just impolite and bad business.
Yeah.
Really.
So where are we on all this right now?
Where's
the lawsuit?
Well, that's the law. That obviously you have to decide from practical issues. You know, how do you set these policies? How do you enforce these policies? What is it going to do on social media in terms of positive and negative responses when you do these things? So I think you have to take kind of a broad view. The law doesn't provide too much guidance, but you can refuse service in certain situations, and you're perfectly within your rights. For example, if you have a restaurant and somebody shows up 5 minutes before closing, you can say, look, mm-hmm. we we can't serve you, we're about to close, or if you're in full capacity, we have 100 people limit, you can't go beyond that, or if somebody becomes rowdy or unreasonable or causes trouble, all of that is perfectly within your rights. So the bottom line is, I think you have to think from a practical perspective, what does it really mean for your business?
And should you be thinking ahead, okay, if this pops up, if that pops up, how will I behave so I don't turn it into a firestorm?
Absolutely.
And how about this, Barbara? And think about it in the head enough so that I don't overreact.
Well, absolutely. And I don't know about you, but I always think sometimes, personally, I always think, what would my father do? What would my mother do? What my grandmother do? And, mm-hmm. and that always brings me back to sort of the right...
common sense, the right thing to do. Yeah,
how
to
the treat right action.
How to treat mm-hmm. people, exactly. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to come right back. And when we get back, Barbara is going to talk to us about what she's learned about the new tax bill, what you and I need to know in terms of tax planning. 20 Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.